Hello, hello, and welcome back to Ryan Blue Reads to You. I am your host, Ryan Blue, and I thought today, you know what, I'm going to read two little stories, but I'm going to put them on two separate episodes because I feel like I've been slacking with you guys for the last little bit. So today, you know what, I feel motivated and I want to share more shit, and plus the two stories that I'm going to share are actually emails that I've received from other people, other writers. So I thought, you know what, I might as well read this stuff because why not? It's pretty rad, pretty cool. So if I seem a little bit we should talk about what else people can do during COVID. What else has been fun? I feel like substances has taken a good college toll on the lives of many. And I mean, I'm not triggering anyone to talk about alcoholism or drugs, but let's just say during COVID, I just dabble in both. Because what the fuck? What else am I doing? Nothing. Just drinking and eating edibles and jerking off seems to be the bee's knees and what the doctor orders during this freaking self-isolation boredom. So, with no further ado, let's read some shit. Now, this is from Mark, and I've mentioned him before. He submits a lot of his material on literotica.com, and I will put that in the show notes because there's tons and tons and tons of other stories that you can find on that website, which is pretty cool. If you are also a writer, shit, why not register and put some of your stuff on literotica.com and I'll find it and read it. Or better yet, just email me. Email me to say, hey, what's up? Email me to say what you like about the podcast, if you want to see some more stuff. I've had a few requests to make my stories longer, so I'm going to be doing that with maybe like less dialogue at the beginning. So I think I've taken, what, a few minutes, 5 minutes, something like that. All right, so let's get back to it. So Mark sent me another little snippet via email yesterday, and I'm going to read it because I think it's cool, and I think that he is very talented in his descriptions, and they're definitely a turn on. Now, this one, you know what, because it's COVID and everything is so fucked up right now, this is a story called Santa Baby. Yep, it has the Christmas undertone, of course, and it's nowhere near Christmas, but you know what? Would we have thought this time last year that all this shit would have been going down? No. So guess what? I'm reading you fucking Santa Baby. That's what I'm gonna do. All right, folks. Here we go. Santa Baby by Mark via literotica.com. It was that time of year again. Halloween was done and the fireworks had disappeared from the shelves, replaced by Christmas cards, gifts, and decorations. The most wonderful time of the year was upon her. Carolyn Stone's husband was kissing her neck, and she knew his hands would begin their work at any moment. Of all her fantasies, not many were seasonal, but like It's a Wonderful Life and Mince Pies, it didn't feel right to use this one outside of December. As the movement of the duvet betrayed Mark's shifting hands beneath, Carolyn closed her eyes and let the images in her mind play. Click-clack, click-clack. Narrow heels carried her over the car park towards the shopping center. She strode with purpose. A heady mixture of excitement, anticipation, and nervousness swirling in her stomach. She was going to see Father Christmas. She'd walked this walk several times in her youth, yet this was adult Caroline. Wearing a short brown suede skirt and a thin cream sweater, no bra, no knickers. The jiggling of her breasts had rubbed her nipples deliciously against the woolen sweater, causing them to noticeably tighten and protrude. Hordes of men streamed towards her, their day's shopping mercifully over. She watched their eyes dart downwards, stealing a glance of the wobbling swelling beneath the material, before making eye contact with her and shamefully looking away. This she liked. Meanwhile, the cold air that gussed up her skirt contrasted with the warmth between her legs. The icy tingle tantalizing a shaved, exposed pussy that ached for attention. The heat of the air curtain enveloped Caroline as she entered the mall before heading for the escalator, nearly there. As if to confirm that this was a mere fantasy, the queue for the grotto was non-existent. Two grinning elves, one male and one female, welcomed her before drawing back a red velvety curtain. Caroline stepped inside and the curtain fell back into place. And there he was, Saint Nick himself, sat in the corner, complete with white hair and beard, red furry costume, hat, and boots. "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas," he bellowed. "What's your name, my dear?" His voice gave him away. This wasn't an old man playing Santa. Whoever was in that costume was 40 at best. Rubbing her toes on the carpet with cod sheepishness, Caroline stated her name. "Why don't you come and sit on my knee and we'll see what I've got for you," said Santa. Caroline skipped over and jumped on his lap, almost sending them both tumbling backwards. Instinctively, they grabbed one another, her hands on his thighs and his round her waist. His legs felt thick and muscly beneath the costume. "So, have you been a good girl this year?" asked Santa, his eyes suggesting a devilish grin beneath the beard. "Oh yes," replied Caroline. "I've been ever so good." As she spoke, her fingers walked along his thighs towards his crotch while his hands slid down and around her bum. Caroline delighted in seeing his reaction to discovering she was without underwear. A combination of shock and delight filled Santa's voice as he said, "My goodness, that is rather naughty. You've forgotten to put any knickers on." Meanwhile, his hands were moving round, up and over her thighs and onto her lap. "And what would you like for Christmas, Caroline?" he asked, his voice becoming breathy and urgent. "Something I've never had before," whispered Caroline, shuffling around, facing away from Santa to feel his bulge against her. She wriggled in his position until she felt his shaft lie perfectly between her legs. He began moving his hips, sliding himself against warm, yearning lips. Caroline let out a deep sigh as her arousal multiplied. A noise, looking up, she was startled to see the two elves stood inside the grotto, flushed and open-mouthed. Caroline's shock quickly turned to excitement, and she breathed. "Do you like what you see?" Neither of the elves said a word, only nodding slowly in unison, and each moving a hand southward. The male slowly slid his hand into his ill-fitting green trousers, while she puts hers up her red and gold skirt. With a single smooth movement, Santa released himself from his trousers, bent Caroline forward, and placing the glowing tip of his penis at the entrance to her sex. Caroline gasped and pushed backwards, feeling him enter her as he reached up and fondled her breast through her sweater. Caroline felt Santa's beard tickle her neck as he nuzzled her there. Just when she thought his whole length was inside her, he surprised her with a final thrust, filling her entirely. Lust flowed through every part of her, and she reached between her legs to locate her clit. All the while, Caroline's gaze was focused on the elves, both now masturbating rhythmically. Their garments jiggled as the hands beneath did their work. Santa rocked with metronomic grace, allowing his penis to almost leave her and letting her savor the stimulation at her opening before pushing back. All the while, she circled her clit and felt exquisite joy begin to build there. Santa's movements suddenly became more urgent, and his voice bore a shaky desperation as he said, "I'm gonna come." Caroline felt his warm release ooze inside her and pressed more firmly on her clit. A hard, fast climax gripped her, and she rode it out on Santa's still solid cock, letting out a long, satisfied moan. The elves were open-mouthed and frowning, leaning forwards as they surfed the wave of orgasm. They slowed to stop before running out of the grotto in shame. "Merry Christmas," said Caroline with a smile, standing up and feeling Santa's now flaccid cock flop out of her with a wet slap, giving her a final jolt of pleasure. At that moment, she snapped back to reality and found herself climbing off of her panting husband as he said, "We haven't done reverse cowgirl for a while, but that felt amazing." A sheen of sweat on her face, Caroline lay beside him and smiled. "Merry Christmas, darling." There you go, y'all. I hope that was fun. You know what? That's a cute little story. And I enjoy reading it. But you know what, folks? I want to read more shit that you send me. So can you help a sister out and send me some stuff. Anyways, folks, that's it for this episode of Ryan Blue Reads to You. Again, please send me an email. Let me know what's happening. Let me know what's up. Wink, wink. Sweet dreams.